Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with Leroy Sané, and he insists he'll have no regrets if Manchester City go on to win the Champions League, even though, of course, that he's left and gone on without them. He joined Bayern Munich earlier this summer in a big money move, a move that was widely expected. But he insists even though if they go and lift the trophy after his £54.8 million move, he'll have no regrets about the switch to the Bavarians. Sané had this to say when asked if he would regret the decision to move on. I was talking with Bayern about it and we all came to the decision that it was better for me to come as soon as possible. I said it was fine because all we know now, if you go really far in the Champions League, you'll be done at the end of August. If I have moved then, it's quite a short time in the new season to prepare well and settle in, and it would be difficult. That's why I want it to happen. It was never an option to leave after the Champions League, he said. Into other news now, Manchester City loanee and youngster Tosin Adebayo has taken to social media to announce the end of his spell at Blackburn. The 22-year-old is off back to his parent club Manchester City. It's unknown though what the future holds for him. He's had a very impressive season in the Championship, but it's unlikely that he would be part of Pep Guardiola's squad, although he will be back to training and hoping to make a big impression. On the transfer front, and now with potential incoming signings with Valencia, and they're playing hardball with City over a fee for winger Ferran Torres. They want to try and raise £73 million through player sales, and have identified that he could be one of the key cogs in that plan. The Spain under 21 international has signaled his desire to play under Pep Guardiola at City, having failed to attract, a bid just yet. It is expected to come over the next few days, but City may have to pay a decent price to get into the Etihad Stadium. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.